It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. It is always a good day when I wake up, I give thanks, take a nice little walk through the neighborhood so my puppy can smell everything. She got to say hello to my next door neighbor, Rocco. And fortunately, he stopped doing his weed whacking because my studio is right next to the side of the house where he does his yard work. So like 10 minutes ago, I'm like, really, Rocco, do you have to do your weed whacking while I'm going to record? Because it's not that soundproof. Thank you for joining me on The Next Room. The show is now going in its fourth year. My name is Jane Asher. I love to have intriguing, curious people on the show that want to discuss sometimes the bigger picture. Sometimes it's just about their incredible grief. Sometimes it's about death and cultural traditions. It could be about hospice. It is all things surrounding this journey in life. And there is one thing that all of us will experience is that we will leave this life as we know it, and we will move on to what is next. I like to say it's the next room. That just feels good for me. So I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, you're in for such a treat. Jim McCarty is my guest today. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Jim McCarty. The Yardbirds were inducted in 1992. Not just the Yardbirds, he's been with Renaissance, Shoot, Illusion, Box of Frogs. I remember playing that on K-Tide back in the day, and Stairway. Jim's just an incredible musician, still to this day is doing what he loves, which is playing music, and not only drums, but vocals, and he plays guitar, and just a really extraordinary man. Why Jim is on the show today is such a cool pivot. I love how connections work. I was connected to a woman who said, you know, you should talk to my friend Jim. He's got an interesting story. By the way, he used to be the drummer for the Yardbirds. And I'm like, what? Or he is the drummer for the Yardbirds. I'm like, are you kidding me? So if you know my background, you know I'm a rock and roll chick for years and years and years. And I cannot believe I get to speak to him. Jim actually just wrote a book, and it's called She Walks in Beauty. It is so beautifully written and so poignant, and so it's just really well done. It's relevant. It feels authentic because it is, and it's got a mystical vibe to it. And I thought, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to have him on the show. So welcome to The Next Room, Jim McCarty.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
It's really lovely to have you. And I know that the circumstances around you being here are not pleasant. Your beautiful wife, Elizabeth, which you call Lizzie, she crossed over on June 7th, 2020. Talk to me about what happened immediately after Lizzie left life as we know it.
Well, obviously, it was a horrific shock, you know. My life has been very, very nice, and you know, I've had some lovely things happen in my life, and actually, you know, in the last few years it was getting better and better. I was getting more and more happy because Lizzie and I lived in France. I'm still in France, and we had a lovely life together, and then she got cancer. And it was an aggressive cancer, and it took a couple of years before she passed. So it got, you know, worse and worse, horrific, you know. And she had all the chemo and all that stuff, and didn't do her any good, and didn't suit her at all. And there seemed to be no answer to it, you know. It was absolutely unstoppable. And you know, we spent a lot of money. People were very kind, giving us money. Her relatives were giving money, and friends, you know, for alternative treatments, but nothing really worked. And it was a great shock, and I just, you know, I didn't know where to go. I was absolutely stunned. And, I'd say it was the worst moment in my life, I think, by far. after that, I just thought, well, she must have gone somewhere. we were very close. What happened? Because I'd studied it. We both studied Buddhism for a while, for a few years, and we'd studied Bardo, when you die, and what happens. But I suppose when you're actually faced with it, you really want to look into it, and I really did. And so I was studying YouTube videos, and I saw people like Eben Alexander, who talks about near-death experiences. He's a very good, very good talker, and he's a neurosurgeon, or formerly a neurosurgeon. And he had an incredible experience where his brain was dead, and he can't there's no way he can understand how it could happen. Your brain dead only if your consciousness goes on. And so I studied him for a bit. I did a workshop with him on Zoom, of course, because the pandemic was all going on. And then I had a couple of readings from mediums. And then finally, I got in touch with someone called Suzanne Giesman, who's a very good American medium. And she was originally in the US Navy. She was very high up. And she lost her stepdaughter in Iraq, who was actually hit by lightning. Horrible accident. She wasn't killed in the war. And then she decided she wanted to be a medium. She was very shocked, and so she left the Navy, became a medium, and she started to do courses teaching. So I did a couple of Zoom courses, and then I found that this is quite interesting. Apart from the fact that it made me feel a lot better, sure, knowing that Lizzie's consciousness was still there. I started to touch in with Lizzie and started to pick up stuff, from what I've been taught, and started to communicate, which was nice, very subtly, of course, and this is still going on. So I regularly communicate every morning, with a sort of meditation, and do the necessary steps to raise my consciousness or whatever. And it's great. It's been really rewarding.
Suzanne's wonderful. I've actually had her on the show. So you do a deep dive. Lizzie crosses over. You're like, okay, I have to have some answers. So when you communicate with her, it's a daily thing. You get in a meditative state. What and how is she coming to you? Like, how are you receiving your messages, and what are those signs?
They're in my mind. I'm picking it up.
Okay.
Some key things. Suzanne's very keen on evidence. Mm-hmm. So I asked Lizzie for evidence about, telling me something about someone or what's going to happen, or if I'm going to see something, she'll say, or you might see some red flowers or something today. I'm sort of picking up the visual in my mind, and then it seems to happen. So the evidence was so good, and there's one story in the book when I was about to call someone in California called Mariah, who works for the group. She's the tour manager of the group. And Lizzie didn't really know Mariah very well at all. She knew her name. she didn't really get involved in the touring or anything like that. And so I said, well, tell me about something about Mariah that I wouldn't know. So I saw the skipping rope, my mind. And so I rang up Mariah, and we were talking about the business or something, you know, the usual. And then I said, "Well, by the way, Mariah, do you do skipping? Does skipping mean anything to you?" And she said, "Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't know what, you know, I used to as a kid." So, but then she said, "Oh, hold on a minute." She said, "I'm a big fan of Salvador Dali. And he used to do paintings with Alice in Wonderland in the corner, skipping." And she said, I loved it. And I did a homage to Salvador. And I actually, it's on my wall back here. And she showed me, and it was a girl skipping.
Wow.
You know, I thought, well, there we are.
I love it. Evidence-based.
Yeah.
Jim McCarty is my guest today. Rock and roll star with Yardbirds. Just a wonderful man. Wife Lizzie crossed over in 2020. The book is called She Walks in Beauty. It's so well done. And I'm going to put a link to the book there. It's all about what happened in his life experience. And just in the very introduction, it says all of our lives, everything that we do is bound together by threads. There could be hundreds of them. Some of them are short and relatively straight. Others are long and twisting, forever turning back upon themselves, splitting and then reuniting. Some are so frail that they're barely tangible. Others are strong like torrents that run all the way through our daily existence. All of them are invisible, and yet we see them wherever we go. If that little, I've got goosebumps. If that little phrase doesn't reel you in and have you click on the link and buy this book from Amazon, I don't know what will. Really, really beautiful. And good for you, because here you are in this, you're in this complete like vessel of grief, right? And through this, you started, where did you, you know, where are you? What's going on? And you have been curious since you were a young boy. I read that about you, that you were always very curious about the paranormal.
Yeah.
But kudos to you for actually writing this down and sharing this story without any kind of thought about, ooh, what are people going to think?
Yeah. I know. It was actually an idea from when I was talking to a medium. There was a medium, a very good medium I had a session with, and she was picking up Lizzie really well. And her name's actually Colleen Smith, and she's someone Suzanne recommends. And then at one point in the session, she said, "Oh, Lizzie suggests you do a blog. You know, you could do a blog about this." And so I said, "Well, maybe a book." You know, so it grew, and I just happened to be contacted by chance. I mean, there is no chance, is there? It's all synchronicity. By Dave Thompson, who wrote the other book with me, my autobiography called Nobody Told Me, which has been out before. He was a very good rock and roll writer. And so I rang him up and I said, "Well, I've got an idea to do this other book. But I don't think you'll be interested because it's not rock and roll. It's all, you know, it's going to be a paranormal book." And he said, oh no, that's fine. I love all that stuff. I've got, you know, my own experience of it." So we clicked, and we did it pretty quickly, actually. We did it together, and it was good.
I love that. I love how the synchronicity with you connecting with him. Tell that little story, because didn't you have some kind of thought about him, or someone said to get a hold of him, and then you ended up getting an email from him?
Yes, he contacted me just out of the blue, just said, how are you, you know, at the perfect time.
Right.
I just emailed, and I hadn't heard from him for a while, actually. But you know, he just said, "Oh, how are you getting on?" So I thought, this is interesting. So I'm going to call him up. I'm going to call him up straight away.
I love
and
that.
I'm so surprised he was into the idea.
Isn't that cool? But that's how it works. Again, a thread. Yeah. It's not out of the blue. It's synchronicity. It's sort of, you know, this wonderful mystical experience that we're having in the here and now. And obviously, when you open up to receive another level, right? Another level of consciousness, another level of understanding, another level of that wonder, right?
Yeah.
I love to live in wonder. Talk to me about your childhood fascination with the paranormal. You know, paranormal, and did your folks feed that curiosity? How did it come to be?
No, I found myself very independent of my parents. They didn't really get on very well, and they often argued, and there was always a very difficult atmosphere. And I found I had a way of getting out of it. I don't know if I can explain it, but it was like a sort of a. I was aware that I was like meditating in some way. Mm-hmm. It must be something, you know, something that came out of the blue, or maybe something from another life. But I could escape, you know, all the bad energies going on into my own little world. And I was always very interested in anything paranormal, and then. Particularly when we got on the road, and me and Keith Ralph, the singer, we were very close, and we used to talk about all this sort of stuff, spend lots of time chatting about various Atlantis and, you know, chariots of the gods and flying saucers and the whole works.
It's great when you open up. It's really cool. It's almost like as a child, you sort of like slipped into this metaphysical portal, and, you know, and how healing is that for you, that you were able to do that as a young child? So probably something that you knew before. So do you, in so you're feeling Lizzie and you're hearing messages through what you're describing as your mind. Do you ever have like a physical vibe where, you know, you just feel like she's right there, or does any like a sensation happen within you?
Yes, I get the main thing I get is the hair on the back of my head. I could feel it. It's like somebody touching it. I think, oh, there she is. I feel her again, you know. Yeah. In fact, I think it just it happened when I started and came on the show for a couple of seconds.
Well, then I'm just going to have to say, welcome to the next room, Lizzie.
Yes.
I mean, she is here. And how cool is that? And that does happen quite frequently when I have guests on that have had deep grief, and they, you know, we don't really lose people. They just transfer energy and move on. I love that. I love that she's here with us. That's really cool. I think we should ask her for a sign and see what happens today. And then I can go, oh my gosh, Jimmy, look what happened. Now, I don't know why I just called you Jimmy. That was weird. Interesting.
People do call me Jimmy.
Oh, okay. Jim McCarty's my guest. She walks in beauty. Also, I'll put a link in there for his rock and roll autobiography called Nobody Told Me. Another great book. So if you're fascinated and you need to know more, if you're like me, you come from a rock and roll background, it'll be easy for you to access. Where do you go from here? So you are here. You are you're a rock and roll guy still. You're going back out on the road now that COVID seems to be behaving itself. As a matter of fact, you just said that you're going to come back on the road in September and that you will be stateside. And you mentioned Las Vegas, which I know I have a lot of fans and listeners that will be ecstatic to hear that you're going to play in Vegas. Hopefully we can get you to San Diego. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, I'd, a lovely part of the world.
Yeah,
really nice.
It is nice. What is next for you, Jim McCarty?
Well, I'm pursuing this journey. You know, it's a wonderful, you know, it's definitely a roller coaster. You know, it's up and down, but it's been very wonderful, and so many things have opened up for me. You know, spiritually and consciously. So it's rather wonderful in some ways, and I can, you know, carry on playing and see how we get on. You know, music has always been so important to me, and I'm sure Lizzie is very much behind anything I do musically, you know. And I love the thought of music, you know, helping people. I'm sure a lot of people have been helped by music I've been involved in, and raising their spirituality, or, you know, making them feel good, or whatever. You know, that's the thing with music, isn't it? It's so powerful.
Ah, oh, it really is. It is a language that we can all share.
Yeah.
You know? And there's just different things, you know, different pieces of music can take you and elevate you to places that you didn't even know existed.
You know,
it just opens you up. You know, I'm a daily user of music. I have to listen to music every single day. It's just part of, I think one of the only places that I don't listen to music is when I'm walking on the beach, because I want to hear the rhythm and the ocean music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I want to hear that. That in itself is, it's, you know, God's music, or whatever you want to call it. Let's talk about, are you going to, like, do you have any thoughts about writing another book, or are you just really happy with where you are right now?
It's always there, you know. I mean, I'm sort of quite a creative person. I get ideas, and you never know. There may be another book coming, maybe a fictional book. I don't know. Who
love
knows?
That. So what is next for you in your thoughts, or what you've educated yourself about, or what Lizzie is trying to tell you? What do you suppose, or what do you hope is in the next room when you are done with life as we know it here, and you, Jim McCarty, cross into the next realm? What is there?
I think I'm going to be carrying on. You know, I've talked to someone the other night, and they said, "Oh, you're, you know, Lizzie was helping people just the way she was, because she could be just the way she was. She helped people. You know, it was a natural thing." And she said, "You help people with the music," and I think that's probably going to go on. You know. In the next room, I think the music will carry on in some way or other.
That's great. I'm going to be carrying on. I am so thrilled that you're here, and I feel like we're going to have a continued relationship. I'm already thinking, oh, I need to connect Jim with other people that could have you on their shows.
Okay.
Because this is really lovely that, you know, you are open and you have this already existing, you know, rock and roll, you know, you're an icon. And for you to be able to speak openly and lovingly and mystically about what has happened with you, with your wife and that experience, is so keenly important right now. I mean, we need to get to the point where we have open dialogue about this. And it really helps us to live in the moment here, when we don't fear what may be next.
Yes, exactly.
It's really lovely. Jim McCarty, my guest today, of Yardbirds fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guy, drums, vocals, guitar, you name it. His beautiful wife, Lizzie, is in the next room. She Walks in Beauty is the name of the book. I encourage you to click on the link and support Jim that way. And you won't be disappointed, because it's just a lovely depiction of his growth and what has happened with him throughout his loving relationship with his wife. Jim, I told you this would go fast. We're almost down to the last minutes. Do you have any final thoughts or anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to share with me and take your time?
No, there was an interesting story because Lizzie and I always used to love to walk in nature. And there was a beautiful place near where we live, which is about, 20 minutes drive away. And it's up right up in the hills. It's higher up. And there's hardly anything there. It's a little village, but it's a beautiful view and you can walk. And there used to be a little cafe there. And soon after she passed, I went up to the cafe. And I went in for a coffee, it was right at the top, beautiful place. And I saw the woman that used to run it. And she was a woman that used to talk to Lizzie. She was a French woman. And she said, she said it was very strange. She said, a week or so ago, I was coming into work and I saw you and Lizzie walking together. And she said, she was very happy and you were in tears. And she said she got into the cafe to go to work and they told her she died, which was quite a story.
Wow. Ooh, that's good. That is really good. I love that. Well, I just cannot thank you enough for taking the time to come on the show. And I wish you nothing but just grand success with all that you do and good health. And you look fabulous.
Thank you, Jay.
Just a real joy to meet you. Jim McCarty, my guest today, She Walks in Beauty. Just an amazing book. He also has Nobody Told Me. And of course, you can catch him back on the road with the Yardbirds. They're going to come over to the United States. So that'll be really fun for those of you that are stateside. For those of you that are elsewhere, they can just go to the website probably and try to track you down.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I'll put all the links on the show page. Jim, thank you so much for coming on The Next Room. You've been listening to The Next Room with Jane Asher. If you would like to contact me, it is thenextroomwithjane@gmail.com, thenextroomwithjane@gmail.com. We have a great Facebook page. You can follow me with Twitter and Instagram and all those social media outlets. And please, by all means, if there's someone that you would like or that you think would be a great guest, turn me on to them. I am wide open. That is why Jim McCarty is sitting across from me right now. Thank you very much to Lynette and Suzanne Giesman for introducing me to Jim. And I thank you so much. I'll talk to you again next week on The Next Room.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.